Well, if you're in or near Park Rapids this week, you're in for a theatrical treat. Tiger Lion Arts of Minneapolis is on tour with Nature, their newest production. Tiger Lion is known for their walking plays, which have cast members and the audience moving through parks and the outdoors during the performance. On the phone with us is Markel Kiefer, who wears many hats at Tiger Lion Arts. Markel, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes,
thanks
and tell
for
us.
Having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Tell us about your job with this performance.
Well, I am the executive producer of the production and basically run our arts organization, Tiger Lion Arts in Minneapolis. So I've, you know, dealt with a lot of logistics of planning this tour, which is funded by the Minnesota State Arts Board this year. So we're touring throughout Minnesota this summer and fall. And specifically with the art part of the production, I wrote, co-wrote with my husband, Tyson Forbes, who is the great-great-great-grandson of Ralph Waldo Emerson, as well as his best friend, Sam Elmore. The three of us wrote this play, Nature, which is about the lives and works of the great forefathers of the environmental movement, Henry David Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson, and their love of nature. So I wrote, and then I also directed the play. So we are here on site right now at the Tractor Club in Park Rapids, the Antique Tractor Club, and preparing for our final run-through before our performances today.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you in the area, and fun to have that connection with Emerson as well. That's wonderful.
Yeah, how do you fit that on a business card, by the way? Great, 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 great.
So. You just, you know, small font. Probably not. 9 point is best. And
perfect.
Actually, our children, our two sons are also here, so we have the great-great-great-grandson, great-great-great-great-grandson of Ralph Waldo Emerson on site as well.
That's a great family.
Yeah, good luck keeping all of those greats straight. Markel,
yeah,
now,
it's great.
Nature is a walking play. Can you describe for us what that is and what the audience can expect?
Sure. Well, first of all, best to dress for the weather and bring your walking shoes, because it is a walking play and we will be walking. So it's roughly, I would say, about a third of a mile in distance that we travel over the course of the play, not at a single time. But the play takes place in four different locations. So we have site one, site two, site three, site four. It begins at site one. We tell, you know, the first chunk of the story, and then we all pick up and transition over to site two. And on these transitions, there's music and, you know, storytelling continues along the way. And then we, you know, land at site two, and we tell a little bit more of the story, and then continue on walking to site three, sit again, watch more of the story. At every location, you would expect to sit and watch for about 15 minutes. And then pick up and walk again. So essentially, we walk to site two, three, and four, and then back to three, then back to two, and back to one. So it's sort of kind of going out and then coming back on a journey altogether.
Great. And is
Does
this
that make sense?
Absolutely. It sounds really fun.
Good.
And is
okay.
this is the concept
yeah, it is.
Of the walking play being done elsewhere, or is it kind of a trademark of Tiger Lion?
In the United States, it's pretty rare. I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, one or two other companies who are doing productions like this. It's not a usual theatrical experience. I would definitely take the opportunity to catch it.
Did you come up with that yourself, Markel, or had you heard of it before?
Well, it's sort of a traditional, I mean, you know, centuries ago they had the promenade theater and especially in church settings they would tell stories, Bible stories outdoors kind of along a path. But I didn't actually know about it when I came up with the concept. I just really wanted to make plays outdoors. I had a love of nature. I had a love for playmaking, and I wanted to figure out how to combine the two. And so I had a concept of making plays outside, but I also didn't want to stay in one place. I liked the concept of being able to move. to not be kind of committed and obligated to sit in one location the whole time. So the concept really came from kind of what I really wanted as a theater maker and theater audience member, what I was sort of longing for.
So as a weekend warrior theater guy myself, I wonder how the blocking works for something like that.
How the blocking works.
How do you set that up? Blocking for audience members that don't know what that means. That means where you move on stage and when you move, how you stand and stuff like that.
Well, it's pretty, the great thing about being able to move the play as well as have it in, you know, different locations is that the staging is very, it's different, and we can really make use of the natural landscapes around us. So as far as the blocking, some of it is really close in to the audience. We do have stages in some of the locations. And in some of the locations, the stage is the field, and the stage is the hill, the stage is the natural environment around us. So we really make use, at every new location that we go to, we really make use of the natural surroundings and what's there as far as kind of building the staging and blocking for the play.
Well, I have to ask Markel about weather. This can be a stormy time of year, so do you have shows rain or shine, or what's your weather policy?
Our policy is rain or shine unless it's dangerous for the audience and the cast members, which basically means lightning. So if we see lightning in the sky, then we would cancel the production. But otherwise, if there's no lightning in the sky and it's safe to go, we'll go.
Great. And tickets for purchase at the door, or shall we say on the grounds with these performances?
Yes. Actually, in Park Rapids and at Itasca, because we're performing today at the Tractor Club in Park Rapids, and then we're performing on Friday at the Lake Itasca Region Pioneer Farmers Park. Performances on both days, today and Friday, the 17th, are at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., and tickets are free. The show is free here in Park Rapids thanks to the Park Rapids Lake Area Arts Council, who have brought us here, and to the Minnesota State Arts Board. So it's free with free will donations accepted at the door on arrival and departure.
Great. Well, Markel Kiefer of Tiger Lion Arts, best of luck with this week's performances, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really hope to see everyone out here today or Friday.
Break a leg.
Wonderful. Experience not to miss. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Markel Kiefer from the Tiger Lion Arts Theater production of Nature Walking Play. That sounds pretty cool. I've never participated in anything like that before.
Right, pretty unique and fun that it's in this area.